About 35 people powered through limb-numbing conditions Thursday night to mark the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, a tragic low point in American democracy, said protester Judy Lubo. It was absolutely astounding that something like that would happen in our country, said Lubo. It looked like something that would happen in Nazi Germany. The gathering at 6th Avenue and Main Street was part of a nationwide series of candlelight vigils to not only remember the January 6th attack by right-wing militants but also to promote a series of legislative measures, said Lynette McLean, organizer of the Longmont Leads with Love vigil. Groups are demanding Congress pass the Freedom to Vote Act, the Protecting Our Democracy Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and DC statehood, McLean said in a news release. It's time to begin pushing these proposals, McLean said Thursday night. The group waved signs, held glowing candles and American flags while bundled up against the brutal cold. Mayor Joan Peck said she wanted to show support for the gathering, adding she was shocked at what happened 1 year ago. I just don't understand the mindset of attacking your own government, Peck said. Still, the vigil was needed to keep reminding people about the insurrection. We must always remember what happened that day, Peck said. Tammy Taquette just moved to Longmont from Florida and was heartened to hear about Thursday's rally and wanted to join. These are my people, said Taquette as she looked around the group. It was just stunning to me, that elected leaders just stood by and watched people beat and kill police officers, she said. What happened was simply an act of terrorism.